And now for something not completely different, reality TV. What's your pleasure? The competitive excitement of Dancing with the Stars? The histrionics of Real Housewives? The je ne sais quoi of Duck Dynasty? Or maybe what you'd prefer is just a little peace and quiet. Like 18 hours of Scandinavian salmon fishing. You know, they love it in Norway. The Norwegian Broadcasting Corporation specializes in some of the world's most boring and, in Norway, most popular television. Rune Myklebust is head of programming at the network. When I spoke to him last summer, he told me that the slow TV movement started in 2009 with a program that showed a train ride through the Norwegian countryside from the train's perspective.
It was supposed to be 7 hours and 4 minutes, but because of a signal trouble in one of the tunnels before the end station, it turned out to be 7 hours and 14 minutes.
And people loved it, right?
Enormously. We've never received so much attention during a program before. It was amazing.
Your next slow program was the ferry ride special.
Yes. Because 7 hours is not very long compared to about 134 hours. Five and a half days. There's a ferry ride that goes every day, leaves every day from Bergen, on the western coast of Norway, and goes up to the far north, close to the Russian border, a city called Kirkenes. It's been doing that for over 100 years. So it's perfect for slow TV, and this time we wanted to do it live.
Uh-huh.
Because the train ride, that was a recording. So doing it live, we thought that people had the opportunity, at least, to wave to the program as it sailed by.
Roughly 5 days, run live continuously over the secondary public broadcasting channel. Therefore, no other programming was on that channel, just this ferry ride.
134 hours, 42 minutes, and 45 seconds. And it sounds crazy, but people just got completely addicted to it. They started to show up at the harbors, along the route, on the mountains and waving with flags, and the Queen showed up at the end in her royal yacht waving to us. So it turned out to be a huge national event.
So the 7 hour special got a 15% market share, which was way more than you'd normally get. This one got a 36% market share, right?
That's correct, yeah.
That's incredible for a 5 day show. And so somewhere along the line, you had something called National Firewood Night.
Mm-hmm. First 4 hours of ordinary but a little bit slow produced television with guests and some poetry and music and wood chopping competitions and stuff like that. And then around midnight we just cooled down, went into the stove and just saw the wood burning for about 8 hours.
Our own Stephen Colbert actually remarked on your show, on his show, The Colbert Report. Let me play you that.
I've got my eye on a wildly popular program from Norway called National Firewood Night, which consisted of mostly people in parkas chatting and chopping in the woods, and then 8 hours of a fire burning in a fireplace. It destroyed the other top Norwegian shows like So You Think You Can Watch Paint Dry and The Amazing Glacier Race.
That's a great piece. I've seen it.
So how'd you feel? Honored?
Of course, definitely, yes.
Is it possible to make slow TV too slow?
I would like to explore that to find out. It's very important to push the limit a little bit.
So how are you pushing the limit?
We would like to do sort of a national knitting night. There's going to be knitting all night.
That is definitely pushing the limit. What's the wildest idea or one of the weirdest suggestions that anyone has made to you for a slow TV show?
A day in a snail's life. But there's one very weird idea that's actually very exciting, and that is watching the watch, the time. Everybody has a feeling of time. You follow the time during the day, but you don't actually sit down and look at it for more than a couple of seconds just to see what it is. So if we can get people to relax, that would be very fun.
This kind of television is a different experience from the kind of diversion that we're used to. Is it intended to be more meditative, like yoga, or is it just another form of entertainment, only slower?
People like it for different reasons. We're not doing this because we want to change how people look at television. We just want to tell stories and explore new ways of doing that. A lot of the audience say they love this because it's so meditative. They were supposed to watch for 3 minutes. They were sitting for 3 hours. It's so exciting, although nothing is happening. And a lot of the audience say it's so different from everything else. It's so relaxing. That's why they watch it, because the other thing is going too fast. And of course, some people like wood. Some people like the ferry. Some people are train nerds. People watch it because of that as well. It's a lot of different reasons why people watch it. And I think there's also a lot of different reasons why we do it.
Rune, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Rune Myklebust is head of programming at the Norwegian Broadcasting Company.